Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is...
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with Ellen Rohr. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Where Did the Money Go? Also, Bare Bones Biz Plans. And we're talking about family businesses. Ellen, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us that website one more time.
Barebonesbiz.com. BareBonesBiz.com.
Check it out. You can find out all the things that Ellen does there. Ellen, we're talking about family businesses, and I shared a little bit of my family issues with earlier. You've shared some of yours. People are nodding their heads out there all the time.
Yep.
Small businesses, I've always said that it's redundant to say family-owned small business. Because
is it going to have to be?
Well, even if nobody else in the business works in the business, the family is involved in the business. If they don't support the owner, then the owner's not going to make it. I mean, so it's a small business is part of the family.
I think that if we don't fix the family business, we're going to be in even deeper trouble. In fact, the key to turning our economy around is always to focus on the business,
no question,
and the family business. So we got to at least try and fix them, or decide that you're not going to work together, which is an okay option.
Yeah.
I'm giving
yeah.
you permission that you don't need to live in disaster the rest of your life. You have a responsibility.
But one person probably has to make that decision, right? If the couple's working together, if the father and daughter, or the mother and son, or whatever the combination is, and it's just not working, and it's not going to work, it's getting worse. And maybe, you know, first thing I would say, Ellen, is get somebody like you or somebody like I used to do, what I used to do, to try to come in and mediate a little bit and see if you can find some common ground. But if that can't help it, can happen, somebody has got to be the person who says, this is not going to work, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Well, you know what,
or develop a plan to do that.
Sometimes that person isn't even open to that kind of thing. We're not spending the money, we don't have, you know, we can work this out, whatever. So what another way to kind of make an end around that is to go to a seminar together, go to a training. It can be very affordable. Here's what's going to happen. When you go to a seminar, you're going to see other kooky family businesses, and you're going to go, oh, man, I hope we're not like that, us. It's going to give you something to talk about, a third-party dynamic. The other thing is the speaker, the topic at seminar are going to be presented by someone other than you.
Mm-hmm.
So as you sit there together as a family, and then you hear someone else talk about, know, an organizational chart or putting a business plan together or holding people accountable, really common business topics, right?
Mm-hmm.
That voice may resonate and create a conversation.
So you're saying find a seminar where they talk about these issues?
Talk about business in general. Because
oh, okay.
the family yeah. business is going to be dysfunctional. And
yeah.
if you go to a seminar where they're going to talk about how to have a functional business, the issues are going to come up in maybe a less threatening way.
Right.
And I say this because I was just at Seminar Land, and it was happening all over the place. That's why I bring up that, you know, people would come up to me and say, you know, my wife and I are struggling with this. We don't have a clear organizational chart. She's in charge of the money, but she really doesn't know how, and she won't let anybody help her. But these are things that
yeah.
came up by way of conversation because they were in a safe environment to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And other people were doing the same thing. We have that happen. You don't feel so crazy. You don't feel so isolated. So Seminar Land is a great place to start having these difficult conversations. Here's another tip. Pay everybody. A
yeah.
lot of the resentment that comes from family businesses is that family businesses are treated like slave camps. That the kids
I've treated myself like a slave, and I own the business.
You can make that decision, but when when there isn't enough to go around, or as the family expands, if the business doesn't expand, and now we're employing a cousin and another
yeah.
brother, and the mom
yeah.
is still on the payroll, it really can strap a small business. So raise your prices if you need to, pay everyone, and then hold them accountable for some responsibility at the business, or you got to peel them off. And that's a tough decision to make.
So how,
gotta be done.
How familiar does this sound, folks? The wife or the, one of the spouses walks into the other spouse's office and says, okay, I'm going to get paid this month, but you're not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure that's happening
all the time
across the U.S. today. But I got a lot less resentful at my company when I just started to cut myself
yeah.
a paycheck every
yep.
week.
That's right.
You know?
It makes
so,
a big, it's
and
a big
everybody
difference.
Makes a difference.
Yep. All right, what else?
And then an organizational chart. Now, this is part of overall planning, but who's going to do what? Right now, I'm working with a couple of brothers. We started a sewer and drain franchise. You know, I love the dirty jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my partners, two of my partners are brothers. And there was a time in their lives where they really struggled with the who's going to be in charge thing, or dad always liked you best stuff. But that's behind them now. And so in a functional family business, what you're going to find in any functional business, you're going to find that the organizational chart is honored, meaning that people do their job, mm-hmm. are owning their own position. There can only be one person at the top. There is going to have to be a buck stops here person. But if Mrs. Business Owner is in charge of the marketing, then let her be in charge of the
mm-hmm.
marketing. Right?
Yep.
Order.
Yep. Well said, Ellen. I got to wrap it up.
Oh, is our time?
Well, I know
it.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Love,
but you
love,
did a
love
good.
You.
You did a good job today. Give us the website again, please.
Barebonesbiz.com. There's some free business planning videos there. Go get them.
Check it out, folks. Thanks, Ellen. Come back soon.
Love, love.
Ellen
Thanks,
Rohr.
Man.
Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too. After these messages, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.